Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Republicans are just one seat away from retaking control of the US House of Representatives after a series of victories called on Monday night. According to an Associated Press tally, Republicans have won 217 House seats to Democrats' 205. A party needs 218 seats for a majority. Meanwhile, Democrats have won a closely watched governor race in Arizona, with the AP projecting that Secretary of State Katie Hobbs defeated Republican Carrie Lake, a former local TV anchor and ally of former President Trump. Wealthy countries, including the US and some of the world's biggest banks, backed a $20 billion funding plan to steer Indonesia, the world's largest coal exporter, towards renewables as part of efforts to help emerging economies decarbonize. The funding was announced at a meeting of G20 leaders. And billionaire Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, has spent roughly $9 billion on the stock market in the third quarter this year, with roughly a third of that money going toward energy companies Occidental Petroleum and Chevron, according to filings. The stocks that Berkshire revealed new positions in got a boost in after-hours trading Monday. Overall, Berkshire spent $66 billion buying stocks in the first 9 months of the year. That is more than 13 times its spending over the same period in 2021. Markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares were mixed in early trading, and US stock futures edged higher. The US Labor Department is set to release its October Producer Price Index, which measures what suppliers are charging businesses and other customers, while Walmart and Home Depot headline another day of quarterly earnings reports. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.